Steve, let me ask you a personal question.
Okay.
Do you have a mother, Steve?
I do indeed.
Fantastic.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, yes, we all do, but I'm sure you're a good son and you love your mother, don't you, Steve?
The best. I'm like legendary.
Very good. Very good. Well, I got a tip for you. You can really win Mother's Day. Win your mother over on Mother's Day. Cement your reputation as this really good son. Give your mom an Aura digital picture frame. Have you heard of these things, Steve?
Yes, I have.
They're loaded up with decades of photos. You can just like hook them up to the phone and then you get the photos running through it, kind of scrolling through it. You seen these things?
Yeah, they're great.
They're really cool. Yeah, and you can get everything. And pictures of your mom, pictures of whoever, your family, your brothers, all these things. They're a wonderful item. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code word ChinwagPod at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Well, hello there. Welcome to Chinwag. I am Paul Giamatti. And
I am Stephen Asma.
Incredible.
Why are
incredible.
We laughing
it's like a miracle. Every week we just appear. It's like some kind of miracle.
Well, spontaneous generation.
Spontaneous chinwag combustion. And as promised, here's a little extra bonus swag for your listening pleasure. Remember, we said this was coming. So here it comes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Paul Giamatti speaking.
And this is Stephen Asma, and this episode of Chinwag is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It is indeed, Steve. Let me ask you a blunt question. Do you ever feel stuck, Steve? I'm serious. Do you ever feel kind of stuck in the mud?
Every day, my friend.
Yeah.
Every damn day.
And then what happens is you get overwhelmed because you're kind of stuck, right?
True.
As I get older, and I am getting older, folks, I may not look it. You may think, oh, he's like Dorian Gray.
He's going backwards.
Yeah. Wow, he's going backwards. I am getting older, folks. It's hard to believe. The thing I notice is how important it is to maintain a balance. You know, I guess you'd call it work-life balance. I don't think I'm alone here, but therapy's helped me do this balance. It can help you find equilibrium. It can help you feel more empowered in the decisions you make, the boundaries and priorities you set. It's good in that way. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Sometimes that's hard, right, to find the right person. So this helps. You can change. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chinwag today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/chinwag. We've both been hopping around the globe, haven't we?
Yeah. You were in London.
I was in London, but you, sir, were in Oslo, Norway.
Yeah, that was amazing. The Norwegians rolled out the red carpet for me. Very unemotional people. I love them, but very unexpressive.
So just real poker face. They rolled out the red carpet for you. And what were you doing over there? Were you?
It was me and maybe 8-10 other eggheads looking at medieval manuscripts. And, you know, if you look at like Scandinavians have this like Old Norse stuff, like Beowulf and shit, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But also it's like in the traditional language, and then there's like illuminations and crazy runes, which are like symbols that they can't interpret. So it was a conference all about that shit. was cool.
What the fuck? Really? You just yeah. somebody? So what's the scenario? You're just sitting around enjoying your day, and a text comes through that says, "Oh, by the way, Steve, how about you hop over to Oslo and look at some books of runes?" And like, oh, Jesus, man, you got to.
You don't get those emails?
No, I don't, Steve. You really? I get the ones that are like, "We're shooting a $5 million movie in Cleveland for over the weekend. We need you there. Yeah, we need you to report there right now." And it's like, that's me. That's my life. What a life you have.
I'm very lucky because like I have a little reputation as being somebody who can talk about the imagination. And so this ties in, like they want to talk about texts and images and how does the imagination work. And so they invite me to come talk. And then I learn so much from these folks. They're really great scholars. Really cool.
That is so cool. And so we should do a whole thing about runes and Vikings. And
hey, I got to tell you one quick thing on this. They showed us this little grimoire, which is like a book of spells. And it was the size of a matchbook. And it might be one of the oldest ones that we know of from like the 8th century. And they found it in the floor of a church. Like they were digging up a church.
What?
And in there was this little spell book. And they show it. It's fucking amazing.
Holy
it's
really shit. Cool. And it's like a little tiny book, somebody's little book of spells.
Yes,
and do they know like what the spells are for? Does it say? Is it like, I want so-and-so to fall in love with me? Or is it like, it's a lot of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. It's like it's a very short book, but like every couple of pages, it changes language and handwriting. So people who knew a spell in one language would write it in the book. And then another person would write theirs in the book with little drawings too and shit. It was fucking crazy.
And this is found in the floor of a church.
Yeah.
An old church, or where there was already an older church or something.
That's right.
Dude, that's insane. And do they know? They know nothing about who owned it or anything like that.
No, nothing. But it's exactly what you said. It's like, will my romantic life be better? Can I throw a hex on my asshole neighbor?
My neighbor is bugging me. So it's a kind of folk spells, folk wisdom.
Yeah.
That's weird though, the thing about it all being different handwriting and different. Yeah. That's really strange.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's a story behind that.
Yeah, yeah. There's some stuff here you'd really get into.
Yeah.
Well, like one thing that I got to just say is there, like we have this kind of, you and I have a taste for like weird codes and ciphers and like tricky texts that are like riddles and shit. Mm. And I thought that was a really modern thing, but it turns out the medievals were totally into this shit too.
Yeah.
Like just tricks and weird wordplay.
Riddles were a big thing. Riddles were a big thing. And someday we have to talk about the Voynich manuscript, which is this legendary medieval book that's all written in a language nobody can decipher, but you're right. Word games, acrostics and stuff like an acrostic is the thing where you break the word down, the first letter of every line of a poem and stuff like that. That's so cool. That's so fucking cool. That stuff. Oh, see, this is why I'm glad you're back from Norway, that you didn't stay, because now you're back and you can tell me this shit. That's amazing, man.
Well, the food was not exactly enticing for
staying. That's what I heard. That's what you said. You don't dig the rotten shark or whatever it is that they love so much there. Somebody tells me there's gradations.
I avoided that this time.
Somebody tells me, I don't know again if that's Iceland or Norway, but somebody tells me there's gradations of the rotten shark. Like it's, how long it's been buried for, like, it's like, you want your good, like 5-year buried fucking shark. That's the hardcore stuff. Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? The fucking Vikings are just like, we got to do something. We got to make sure we have food at some point.
Oh, well, wait, this guy, sorry
ripping
on this, but this guy told me something very important. He's a specialist in Vikings, and he said, if somebody comes to you and they're like, hey, I did the 20, the genetic analysis and I'm part Viking, he says, don't believe them. Viking is not an ethnicity. Viking was a job. It's just a job. It's like saying, like, I'm 5% bus driver. You're not fucking, it's not.
Well, truth be told, I am 5% bus driver. But that's interesting. So it's like knight, It's like you're a knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. I didn't know that. I don't think I thought it was a ethnicity, but I don't think I knew that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's really, people, does that come up really on 23andMe? Like I'm 24% Viking? That's stupid.
Apparently some of these places do. They describe you as being part Viking, and he's like, that's total bullshit.
Did you find out anything about the berserkers, about the berserks? Did you find anything
this
about
guy,
them?
This guy, we might have to get one of these people on the channel.
We should.
Because this guy knows a lot about berserking.
Berserkers.
And, yeah. And there's like some gaming too, like Mortal Kombat Viking game. And they invited him to like do like a running commentary while they did this on YouTube. And he was just shitting on the like, oh, the game got this wrong.
How
got
bad
this wrong.
The berserkers were in the thing. Really fun. Yeah. It's like a werewolf thing a little bit. It's related to sort of werewolves, I think, berserkers and stuff like that. I thought you were going to tell me, and I'm sure there are, I thought you were going to tell me there were like cosplay berserker guys who are running around.
Sure.
I'm sure there are. The guys who are cosplaying as Vikings and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm on the verge myself getting into it.
We should talk to a Civil War. We should get some of those Civil War reenactors. Yeah. I know a guy who does that. Well, see now, friends, for this and other exciting, phenomenon, this is your place. This is the Chinwag. I mean, you can't possibly be getting this anywhere else in your podcast universe. So why don't
Not
you
that
go?
You would want it.
Yeah, just make sure. Just spread the love. Show us the love. Show us your love for this by going to. Yeah. Any number of the platforms.
Like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and rank and review us and send the show. Like you can share an episode directly with your friend through text. I've done that indeed. And it's really fun. People can hear
it. You can stalk people with that kind of thing. Well, thank you once again for joining us. Thank you once again for indulging us.
Sometimes it does feel like, are we testing the fans' patience on this?
But thank you.
Based on the feedback, people seem to be digging.
Indeed. So. We hope that you had fun. We did. We certainly did.
We did.
We'll be back again next week. Right, Steve?
Yeah. Looking forward.
Indeed. Wag on, weirdos.
Chinwag is a production of Treefort Media and Touchy Feely Films. Hosted and executive produced by Paul Giamatti and Stephen Asma. Executive producers for Treefort are Kelly Garner and Lisa Ammerman. Dan Carey is executive producer for Touchy Feely. Our series producer is Rachel Whitley Bernstein. Original theme music by Luke Topp with additional music by Via Mardot. Oscar Guido is our executive in charge of production. Tom Monahan is head of audio for Treefort. Audio production supervision by Matt Dyson. Editing and mixing by Jeff Neal. Animation created by Alex Sokol. Research assistance by Aiden Brooks. Lastly, for more information, go to chinwagpod.fm and find us on Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.